1230 AM, W255DN Wausau. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
It's time for Sully's College Football Page on 98.9 and 1230 WXCO. Online at BullFallsRadio.com. Mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. Sully's College Football Page is brought to you by Hilltop Auto Wrecking, Advantage Insurance, the U.S. Army, Tommy's Express Car Wash, Dwayne's Cover It All, Buck's Golf Shop, Jim Kreshock Jewelry, The Travel Leaders, Sun Printing, Lobnose, the Eye Clinic of Wisconsin, Peterson Kramer Funeral Home, Mentner Hardwoods, Krasowski Dental, the Clover Belt Credit Union, April Rosemurgy EXP Realty, France Propane, Subway, Webco of Wausau, Kuhn Hearing Center, Carmelo's and Rip Mountain Golf Course, The Dirks Group, The Intermission Lounge, St. Vincent de Paul, The Brokaw Credit Union, Trap River Golf Course, The Central Wisconsin School of Ballet, Red Clover Market, Charlie's Bar, Zillman's, Joe Raider Towing, Mountain Bay Auto Care, The Mint Cafe, The North End Pub, Big Fat Design, The U.S. Navy, The People's State Bank, Kemp Service, Newman Catholic Schools, and Champion Insurance. It's time now for Sully's College Football Page on 98.9 and 1230 WXCO. And good morning, and welcome to another edition of Sully's College Football Page on 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. I am Chad Holmes, joined across the way by the founder and the editor of Sully'sCollegeFootballPage.com. Again, the website that basically started all of this. Dan Sullivan. Sully, good morning.
Yeah, good morning, Chad. And hey, the Badger fight song is a good segue into our first segment this morning. You know, in that we this is the first time in any of the years going back to about 2012 when we started the show where we haven't had the Badgers involved in the postseason. As we wind this year down, and as our games dwindle, thought it'd be a good time to take a look, get the Badgers reintegrated, and to take a look at next year's schedule.
Yeah, it's been over a month. I mean, it's hard to believe the show's been rolling right along, but the Badgers have not played since that Friday after Thanksgiving day against the Gophers, and again, they've sort of been on the sideline. We've been seeing the comings and goings, and it's a good idea to talk a little bit about what's going on and looking ahead. Again,
yes.
I mean, it won't be too long before, you know, you start spring practice and everything else. So,
well, you know, it kind of goes from this point, and then pretty soon, you know, late April or late March, early April, you're back at it, and then you're in the summer, and then you've got all the activity, Chad, now with NIL stuff on as it relates to the portal. So there's always something going on here in college football.
And, of course, later on we'll talk about what we saw in a very big Thursday and Friday night with the national playoff semifinals. I'm guessing at some point we'll talk about the FCS championship game as well and get you up to speed on everything that's going on in college football. Let's start, though, with the Wisconsin Badgers because, again, we haven't talked about them much lately, but we're now into the year 2025. It's time to look ahead. This season, obviously, the Badgers had a very difficult schedule. In terms of difficulty of schedule, before we actually break it down, how would you compare maybe the 2024 schedule to the 2025 schedule for Wisconsin? Similar?
Harder.
Harder.
I think, you know, and when we go through it, I think you'll see it. There are more challenging games in 2025. So to say that the Badgers have got to win every game that, you know, that people might call a pick'em game. But when we did our analysis initially, now this is real early, it's not the result I think Badger fans are looking for.
Well, sometimes it's better to have the expectations low than the expectations high. Sometimes it can actually work to your advantage a little bit, but let's start to break it down a little bit, because obviously the season usually starts with the non-conference games. We've seen a little bit of a different feel at times the last few years, where they'll throw in a conference game and some sort of special event. But this coming season, the Badgers will start off with three non-conference games, the first two at Camp Randall Stadium. And I would guess that in order for Wisconsin to have any opportunity to try to work their way back into a bowl game, they're going to have to win those first two games.
They certainly are. And they open up with Miami of Ohio. That's Chuck Martin's team, a very, very good coach. They did play for the MAC championship this year against Ohio. They lost it. But a formidable Group of Five team. But yet we're thinking the Badgers will get this done. The Big Ten and a Big Ten roster is just going to be better than what Miami of Ohio is going to put on the field. So we got them 1-0 here.
Very interesting. Before we move to the next game, again, I mean, you've been around this a long time. I've been following it for quite a long time. I know that they've been talking about, you know, the scheduling in terms of trying to get the schedule into a certain way where you start at the right time, you finish at the right time, and that first game is actually in August. And again, that's sort of the new normal, isn't it?
It really is. You know, they've been playing that last week in August. This year we had two games in August. Yeah. You know, so but was in part the way the calendar fell, you know, with Saturdays. So next year we're back more into a regular rotation where we will start the last week, unless, of course, you want to consider week zero. Which, so I'm sure there'll be games on the 23rd as well,
too. Yep, absolutely. Then the second week, again, at Camp Randall Stadium on September the 6th, the Middle Tennessee State will be coming into town. I have to admit, I'm not too familiar with what they've been up to lately. What kind of competition is that for Wisconsin?
Well, you know, they're out of Conference USA. For a long time, they had a really good coach, Rick Stockstill. His son played for him for a few years, and they were pretty regularly challenging for that conference championship, and on a regular basis winning, you know, 7 to 9 games. They've fallen on hard times of recent. This past year, they were 3-9, not a factor in their league, were not bowl eligible. So it looks, you know, on paper right now, unless there's some drastic things with the Porter, the Badgers should not have a real issue with them in Madison.
Then things get serious. And,
yes.
And not only do the Badgers leave Wisconsin for the first time, they head way down south. They go to one of the great locales in college football. They'll head to Tuscaloosa, take on the Crimson Tide of Alabama. And you remember back early this season, the thought about, you know, playing Alabama. They were going to be one of the best teams in college football. This year, they were not one of the best teams in college football. They have some question marks going into the new season as well. And that actually lines up to, in some ways, to be even more interesting, because you know that early in the season, Alabama, like Wisconsin, is going to be trying to reestablish themselves as where they think they should be in the college football pecking order.
Yeah, you know, and if you look at Bama, they were 9-3 this year, and then went to their bowl game, and I think they kind of surprised everybody when Michigan had all those kids opt out, and yet Michigan got that done 19-13 in a surprise win for the Wolves. If you remember, Chad, Alabama was rolling along, and then they played Vandy, and Vanderbilt just shocked everybody. I want to say it was 27-24. It was definitely a 3-point win for Vandy. And then later on, in a sense, more shocking because of the ultimate score, they went to Norman, a game that they were a double-digit favorite in, and got beat 24-3. And that's when I think people started to really question Alabama at that point. You know, and they had beaten Georgia, big win for them, and then they lost one other game along the way. I'm not sure if it was Ole Miss or who had beaten them, but they ended up, with four losses this year, which is highly unusual for them.
Mm-hmm. So obviously that will be an important game. I think it will probably show as well that we don't know at this point exactly how this team is going to look for Wisconsin going
right.
in. And it would probably be the first time you have a sense whether or not they're going to be competitive when the Big Ten season gets underway. And that happens the following week. And real fast as well, I think it was around Alabama that the Badgers had a bye. This year they start off with four games in a row before they get their bye. And I think that's pretty good. I think that having four games to kind of establish a rhythm is a good thing going into the Big Ten, having a game against Maryland, and it will be at Wisconsin. And I think, like the non-conference games, having a home game against what you would consider one of the non-power teams of the Big Ten Conference, vital game for Wisconsin. They need to get a first Big Ten win on September 20th, don't they?
Yeah, well, you know, and at this point, it's way too early to kind of pick this game or say, hey, the Badgers should be able to get this done based on what we've seen this past year. We know that their quarterback is from Maryland, you know, who's now transferred to. So there's going to be a certain familiarity.
They're going to want to hit them hard.
Yeah, they are.
Hard but clean, I'm
yeah,
sure. But,
there
they,
you have
but,
it.
But when you leave and then you see them again, there's not going to be any love lost.
No, probably not, Chad. And I thought what you just said was something I had not thought about. But I think as we, you know, we're looking at this now in 4 or 5 months or 7 months or whatever it is from here or more, I guess eight, we're going to have a better idea after that Alabama game of what we actually have going into the Maryland game.
Yep, and then after that, they do have their first bye of the season on September 27th, and then after that, it gives them 2 weeks to prepare for Michigan, and the game will be played in Ann Arbor. And you would have to think, just based on what we saw at the end of the season with Michigan and the fact that, yes, this past season there was a lot of change. They had such an experienced team that won the national championship. You would expect that Michigan will be a better team coming up in 2025, wouldn't you?
I have no doubt that they're going to be better. They've got a really good quarterback coming in. You know, they recruit well. I mean, they ended the season beating Ohio State and Alabama. Pretty impressive way to end the season. Certainly Michigan is going to build on that. And this is where murderers roll, you know, kind of the 27 Yankees. This is where that schedule turns to be very, very challenging for Bucky.
Absolutely. And by the way, if Ohio State does win the national championship, don't you think that Michigan will be going around saying, yeah, but we beat you?
I think there are a couple things that I saw this this past week. Northern Illinois is saying since Notre Dame beat Georgia, and Georgia won the SEC, that Northern Illinois thinks that they are de facto champions.
Fly the flag,
of the
right?
SEC. Yes.
Absolutely. So the third Big Ten game and the sixth game overall for Wisconsin will be that annual battle with Iowa. And again, the Hawkeyes really took it to Bucky this past year physically, and this time around he'll be back at Camp Randall. But the last couple of meetings, Wisconsin has had no answers for that Iowa defense.
No, you know, I mean, Iowa beat him this year 42-10, and so you're thinking, okay, the game is in Wisconsin. But based on how the season ended and what we saw from a year ago, this is another very challenging game, and a game that if it were being played next week, the Badgers would not be favored in.
So then the Badgers then will be taking on Ohio State. And again, it's interesting, the Badgers, the three of their first four Big Ten games are all at home. Again, tough competition, but still at home. And over the, you know, the last decade or two or three, that would be expected to be W's. But this time around, the Badgers will take on what could be the defending national champions.
Yeah,
will have to be determined.
And you know that
Ohio State.
Yes, they're the definition of a team that does not rebuild. They simply reload. The way they recruit, they've got another stellar class coming in. And so, again, whether the game was in Columbus or Madison, it's definitely an uphill struggle for the Badgers.
I tell you, you know, this is really the meat of the schedule.
We
talked about Michigan, talked about Iowa, talked about Ohio State, and then you don't have any time to take a deep breath.
You do not.
Another week later, on October the 25th, you go to Eugene and take on the Oregon Ducks.
And so, Ted, if we stop for a moment, just take a look back at what we've seen. You've got Alabama. You've got Michigan. You've got Iowa. You've got Ohio State. And now comes Oregon. So that's what I'm saying. I think this schedule, the middle part of it here, the meat of it, is more challenging than what they just played. So there's got to be some growth. And even then, I would use the word significant growth, in terms of how we perform on the field to outperform what we did a year ago.
Absolutely. So that is the final Saturday in October. Then you get to November, and the Badgers will then be back at home on November 8th, taking on Washington. And again, they had a tough 2024, but I would expect that they would be better in 2025.
They absolutely are going to be better. They were 6-6, and then they got in with a pretty good Louisville team. I saw them play Notre Dame, very good front seven. That game was a 35-34, and Washington rolled the dice, went for two, and didn't make it. But you've got to think that this is going to be an improved club going into 2025.
Then after that, they go to Bloomington and take on the surprise team of 2024, Indiana. And again, we talk about Michigan and maybe Washington being better. You would think maybe Indiana would go in the other direction.
Yeah, well, you figure Indiana this past year lost two games. One to Ohio State, who's playing for the national championship, mm-hmm. and one to, oh, by the way, their other loss was to a team playing for the national championship in Notre Dame. So even if Indiana regresses towards the mean, there's still, a year after all the success they had, you still got to think Cignetti's going to have this team pretty formidable, even though he has managed to aggravate everybody in the conference with that mouth of his.
And the thing about it, he's proven he can work the transfer portal, so it'll be interesting to see if he continues to do that.
Well, we know we can do it with James Madison.
Yeah. And then after that, on November the 22nd, probably being cold, and it sounds like a pretty good time to play the Fighting Illini. It should be old-fashioned football between the Badgers. We'll see whether or not the Badgers go back to what they used to do, but you know what you're going to get when Bielema brings his team in.
Exactly right. And, you know, for Bielema, it's always a kind of a homecoming. And, it's going to be hard to tell who is Wisconsin. Good thing they're wearing different uniforms, because Bielema plays a lot like the Badgers used to play, you know. That's going to be, I think, a very interesting game. And we're still not sure at this point exactly what the Badgers are going to look like offensively.
No, and that will be one of the interesting things, whether or not Wisconsin takes I'd call it a step back, but maybe it would be a step forward back to what they used to do very well under a guy like Brett Bielema. So that is the penultimate game of the season. And then, of course, the battle for the Axe on November the 29th, the Golden Gophers of Minnesota, this time around in Minneapolis. For whatever reason, in recent years, the road team has done pretty well in that series.
Yeah, you know, and I'll tell you, PJ has even the series. I think they're like 86-86 or 62-62, whatever it is. The series is now tied in terms of wins, and PJ is now 500. And we know in the series, and we know, Chad, that the Badgers in a 16-year time frame had won 15 until Fleck showed up. And now the series in his time is even. I want to say they're 4-4. So a game where you got to go over there, another challenging game for the Badgers.
Absolutely. So that is it. That is if I'm not, if my math is right, that is 12 games, isn't it?
Yeah,
12 games to do it. So that is what we can look forward to in 2025 for the Wisconsin Badgers. Let's take the time out right now, and then we will put it together, and
okay,
we'll let you say what the record will be. The early crystal ball
early
here for Sully.
Crystal,
so
yeah,
we're going to take a time out, come back, have more here on Sully's College Football Page on 98.9 WXCO.
Choose an agency with true 5G coverage. Advantage Insurance of Wausau. Great companies, great agents, great service, great rates, and great claims results. At Advantage Insurance, they support our local community and back you always. Call Advantage Insurance today for all of your insurance needs or go to AdvantageInsuranceWausau.com. They offer top-rated coverage and the best agents that provide you a true 5G experience for the best total coverage for all your insurance needs.
Tommy's Express Car Wash at 102 Bridge Street in Wausau and 1611 Schofield Avenue in Weston has the tools and experience to keep your car clean inside and out. Our wash packages let you pay for the services you want, including Tommy Garden Body Wax, wheel cleaning and tire gloss, an underbody flush and spot-free rinse. Give your vehicle the cleaning it deserves at Tommy's Express at 102 Bridge Street in Wausau and 1611 Schofield Avenue in Weston.
Buck Welsh has been working in the golf business since 1976, became a PGA member in 1984, and has been teaching for over 40 years. His philosophy has always been to work with the individual golfer, building on the way they do things and making them better with what they have to work with. Call Buck at 715-581-2646 or check out the website www.bucksgolfshop.com to get more info about lessons.
Looking for a part for your vehicle? Look to Hilltop Auto Wrecking in Wausau. Hilltop Auto Wrecking can help you find just about any part you need for your car, truck, or SUV. They have a great selection of auto glass and tires with lots of sizes ready to go. Hilltop Auto Wrecking is always looking to buy vehicles, so if you're stuck with an older junker, they can haul it away for cash. Hilltop Auto Wrecking, family owned and operated for over 40 years at 237-934 Del Rio Road, formerly 6806 North 33rd Street, Wausau. Call 715-675-3258.
The Eat Fresh, Refresh doesn't stop at your local Wausau Subways. When the urge hits, make sure to stop by any of the four Wausau Subway locations at 1609 Merrill Avenue, 330 East Bridge Street, 1819 West Stewart Avenue, and 4300 Rib Mountain Drive in Walmart. Catering, remote ordering, curbside pickup, and Subway delivery all available. And make sure to use the Subway app when you need Subway. Subway with four Wausau locations.
Are you a young person looking for that great career opportunity? Well, discover your Army career. With more than 200 jobs ranging from ground forces to medicine, you can choose your career and shape the future you want. You'll get the skills and hands-on training you gain from a career in the U.S. Army that can't be matched anywhere else. You'll build strength and character, train to be successful in your chosen field, and become part of a tight-knit community. Whether you work in science, engineering, communications, or ground forces, you'll have an integral role in the Army's success. Talk to an Army recruiter today.
And welcome back, Sully's College Football Page on 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. And don't forget, you can also, if you missed any of the shows, you can go back and see what Sully's predictions were, and you can add up all the numbers of the 10-game challenge and everything else. If you go to civicmedia.us, click on shows. If you go to WXCO.fm and click on air, you can go to our show page as well, and just go to the weekly shows, and you'll see the logo for Sully's College Football Page, and you can listen to any of the previous broadcasts during the course of the 2024 season. Well, we talked about the 12 matchups that Wisconsin has in 2025. As you said, a very tough schedule.
Absolutely.
And is there going to be more complaints about Luke Fickell when it's all said and done?
You know, we're way, way early in this. So I want to front load what the results, at least at this point, look like. So when we got out our crystal ball, we were hoping it was maybe a little cloudy for what we were trying to interpret as to what we were seeing. But we had the Badgers 2 certified wins. Those first two games are wins. Then we looked at 3 other games that we thought were pick'ems. We thought the Maryland game, you and I know that they always have good athletes, guys on the perimeter, and we typically beat them up and win the game. But we don't play that way now. And so that remained a pick'em game. Then we looked at the game with Washington as a pick'em game, and then the game with Illinois as a pick'em game because that was home. So that left us with 2 wins, 3 pick'ems, and 7 losses.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I think if we're saying we are desperate next year to be bowl eligible, we want to reestablish ourselves in a bowl game, then if things were to go to flourishing like that, probably Indiana would be the next best. If we win the 3 pick'em games, we beat Indiana, you know, that gets us to 6-6.
Mm-hmm.
And at this point, I think Badger fans need to reconfigure what they're looking for next year. And I think we're going to start with getting bowl eligible. I mean, you're playing Michigan, Ohio State, Alabama, Oregon. You're playing a lot of really good teams. Indiana last year, 11-2, you know, and so we need to perform in those pick'em games, win all of them, and then one of the 7 teams that'll be favored, we've got to beat. The other thing, Chad, and you said it, which is 100% true. Let's see how we play in the Alabama game,
because mm-hmm.
we're going to go into that game 2-0. We're going down there, and let's see what we really are coming out of that.
So many unknowns yet. Obviously, we don't know exactly who's going to be the quarterback. We don't know how the new offensive system is going to work out. We don't know who's going to be the number one running back. We don't know who's going to be the top receiver. There is so much that's unknown. So.
Yeah, exactly right. And you're just looking at it based on what you saw this year. And we know that the NIL, the way that you can influence players into your program and the transfer portal, have completely renovated college football from year to year, and the best example is on our schedule, and that's Indiana.
Exactly. And for the rest of the Big Ten, I mean, obviously it's still way too early to ultimately determine, but as you've kind of delved into the schedule a little bit, anything jump out?
Well, you know, if you want to see the schedule, you can go to Sully's College Football page.
.com.
And then
we want people to go to the right place.
Yeah, we do. And then you just go to Power Fours. You'll see it on the menu. And then Big Ten. And then there it is. And all 18 teams, I have to tell you, when I do that now, it takes a lot longer. And the page, the Big Ten conference page, seems to go on forever. You know, you used to have 12, then we went to, you know, to 16, now we're at 18 or 14 to 18. And so anyway, but that page is done. You can look at it and kind of get a sense of it.
Is there any games that you've come across that you're really almost, I mean, as you look forward, you're excited about for the Big Ten Conference?
Well, you know, if you liked last night's game, you're going to see it again. Ohio State and Texas play either the first or second game to open the season. You know, you start to look at it. Illinois, a 9-3 team, is playing Duke, a team that was 9-3. So you've got 2 9-3 teams going at it. The Big Ten, Chad, plays 54 non-conference games. And when we did our crystal ball effect, we've got them winning 41 games, We've got them in pick'em games 10 times, and we've got them losing three games. You know, we've got Purdue losing to Notre Dame. We've got Wisconsin losing to Alabama. And I'm looking here, and there's one other loss, Northwestern. And this is iffy. I've got them losing to Tulane. So we'll have to see how that one plays out.
Oh, Tulane. You got them. You're giving the respect to Tulane as a former SEC team to knock off the Big Ten. Come on.
Well, you might be the only guy in Wausau that knows that.
Well,
they
you
were
told
ones.
Me that all the time.
Yeah.
But you have. I just took a real quick glance at this. Nebraska was going to win at Cincinnati. Cincinnati's got a new running back.
Well, you know, there's something else that we need to share here. And that is, yes, I think Raiola's another year, you know, aged, really high-powered quarterback. I like Matty Rhule. I think they find a way against Cincy.
when you look at the whole schedule breakdown, I mean, you said it. The first thing that jumps out when you say that, you know, they're going to win almost every one of their non-conference games, that means they're playing a lot of cream puffs. Is that the case, or is it a tougher schedule?
That is a great segue to what I wanted to say next, and that is the Big Ten teams that are not playing a Power Four opponent, all right? Mm-hmm. And that would be Rutgers is not playing a Power Four. Penn State, one of the blue bloods, and, you know, from a Big Ten standpoint, and respect for the playoffs, you like them to be playing an SEC or an ACC, a Big 12, and beating them adds to the strength of the conference, but they're not. Northwestern is not, Maryland is not, nor Indiana. So those five teams, Chad, are not, and for me, disappointingly not playing a Power Four.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the reason you could say, Sully, your Catholic school math is kicked in because, with five teams from the 18-13, so why are we playing 14 Power Four teams, which we are, it's because Oregon is playing two.
Mm-hmm.
So there you have the discrepancy. The other thing I wanted to mention is FCS opponents. 15 Big Ten teams are playing those payout games, you know, where you bring in, you know, the famous Dublin school, no can do C, and you play them. So next year, Michigan, UCLA, and Wisconsin are not playing an FCS opponent.
Interesting stuff indeed. We're going to take another timeout and then come back and continue. Coming up next, we're going to go into, again, the bowl season results. And basically, we're done except for the championship, correct?
We are.
So we'll have some final grades to be put out there and to look at some of these matchups that we just saw.
And I got something interesting, especially you are going to
like. Oh, very good. So I am now piqued. My interest has been piqued. So we're going to take a quick timeout and then come back with more. It's Sully's College Football Page on 98.9 WXCO.
Big Fat Designs can give your company the cutting-edge look it needs to attract customers and stand out from the rest. From websites and print designs to logos and letterheads, Big Fat Designs is your effective and affordable marketing solution. E-commerce, online customer database, video and audio players, Big Fat Designs does it all. And the best part, you deal with someone locally to talk with, to meet with, working hands-on towards your success. Big Fat Designs in Wausau. Find out more online at BigFatDesigns.com.
Football season is upon us, and we all know that the most important person on the field is the quarterback. The QB guides his team through difficult and often confusing circumstances. The same is true for Gassner & Associates. Whether you're dealing with individual tax preparation, payroll services, probate assistance, or merger acquisition, Mark Gassner and his team are the people you want at the helm. Contact Gassner & Associates at 715-356-6419. That's 715-356-6419. Oh, and by the way, Mark was a successful high school quarterback.
Don't you just love a good football game? Don't you just love a new car or a new truck or a new motorcycle? And don't you just love saving money? Then you'll love Clovervale Credit Union, your go-to team for saving money with a great rate vehicle loan. Great rates are what make Clovervale the leader in vehicle loans. Cars, trucks, motorcycles, ATVs, if it's got a motor and it rolls on wheels, Clovervale Credit Union has the great rate financing you want. Give us a call and we'll get your great rate loan rolling. Clovervale Credit Union, your team for great rates.
Are you looking to furnish a new home, apartment, or cabin? Are you looking for quality clothing at a reasonable price? Well, if you are, be sure to stop at St. Vincent de Paul at 131 West Thomas Street in Wausau. Make them your first stop, your one-stop shop for furniture, clothing, accessories, home products, and much more. And remember, St. Vincent de Paul in Wausau is more than just a thrift store. It's a local ministry meeting the needs of our community. Your purchases benefit those in need right here at home. So shop St. Vincent de Paul at 131 West Thomas Street in Wausau, where your purchases benefit your neighbors.
Fire up the grill. Grilling season is once again upon us, my brothers. Can I get an amen? Unleash the party trays, the beef sticks, cheese and sausage trays. There's no holding back once sports season starts. Zillman's is the place to get all your party food. Get your steaks, hot dogs, brats, hamburger patties, even homemade beans. What are you waiting for? And they always have their gift certificates that never expire. Zillman's, since 1961. Our worst is the best. On 6th Street in Wausau.
Kemp Service Center was established in 1951 and to this day is still family owned. That's 70 years of serving the Wausau area with the best in auto and truck repair. Kemp Certified Mechanics service all makes and models, including imports. Don't wait to the last minute to get your oil changed. Kemp's can get the job done in no time. Kemp Service Center is open Monday through Saturday at the corner of North 6th Street and East Wausau Avenue in Wausau.
The Navy Reserve Officer Training Corps Scholarship Program provides financial support for college students pursuing a degree while training to become a commissioned officer in the United States Navy or Marine Corps. Students who applied in the last cycle last year had a 71% selection rate. Deadline to apply is January 31st for regular ed students. Scholarship benefits include full tuition, $750 annual book stipend, $250 to $400 monthly allowance. Education requirements include SAT minimum 1100, Math 540, and English 550. ACT minimum 22 English and Math 21, AFQT 81. 160 plus colleges, including 23 minority serving institution scholarship reservation, open to all majors, including nursing and pre-med. For more information, contact Senior Chief Dustin Coons email, dustin.a.coons.mil@us.navy.mil. Sully's College Football Page here on 98.9 WXCO, heading down the stretch. Penultimate episode of the program with the final show coming up next Saturday morning, leading into the national championship game. And that means that lots of bowls. And
35 bowls.
And they've all been played except for the national championship game. So the bowl season technically is over. Now the national championship game is all that's left. And as you look down this list, and I think we touched on this last week, and I think based on what we've seen in recent years, this year's been a rather entertaining bowl season, hasn't it?
It really has. You know, when I said 35 bowls, that does not include the college football playoff. So as you know, Chad, we have 134 teams that are currently playing in the FBS, and we have another 129 that play in the FCS. I know this because I track them all. Mm-hmm. It's 263 Division I programs. Anyway, one thing that I wanted to share with you that I found almost shocking was that when the Group of Five took on the Power Four in the bowl season, you're usually relatively confident that the Power Five program have the better rosters, mm-hmm. you know, than a Group of Five. And by the way, Power Four and Group of Five is not NCAA language. They would use that. They would say football bowl subdivision. They would not. This is a construct from the college football playoff folks. All right. Anyway, Chad, what I wanted to share was UNLV played California, a Group of Five playing UNLV one.
Mm-hmm.
Toledo played Pitt, another Group of Five against the Power Four. Toledo won, so that's two wins for the Group of Five. Then East Carolina played North Carolina State, East Carolina, a team within the state of North Carolina, in mm-hmm. case you're wondering, is that east or, mm-hmm. or south or north? It's definitely north. They won. And then you had Navy play Oklahoma. Again, G5 versus P5. Navy won. And then finally, Memphis played West Virginia. And Memphis beat West Virginia. The only time a group of five, a power four team won was when TCU beat Louisiana. They beat them pretty solidly, 34-3. So in those six games, surprisingly, the group of five was able to win five of them.
Why do you think that happened?
I think in part, it's like when David takes on Goliath. You know, it's a bigger deal right. for them, perhaps. You're thinking maybe that's what their focus is. It may very well be. And you and I have talked about this. I know a lot of folks get frustrated with the bowl season because they'll say, it's not even the same team that we had during the regular season.
Sure.
And you're not wrong. That's why about 8-9 years ago, I stopped thinking of it as a culmination of the previous season and started looking at bowl season as a preview to what comes next.
Frankly, it should be even. I understand that, but at the same time, maybe it should just be an island of its own because it's not the same team that it was previous, but it's also not going to be the same team that we see coming up in the fall either.
And you know what? I think that's better said. You know, I was always looking for
call it Gilligan's Island.
Yeah, you know, because you're right. You don't know who's coming in the portal. That's not resolved yet, or even close to being resolved, and so. You could end up with a much different team than plays in that bowl game. You know, so you're minus the guys that have gone into the portal, but you haven't added anyone.
We see new coaches.
Yet.
I mean, there's so much change. Yeah. I mean, it's amazing how quickly things change from the end of, you know, sometime in early December, just by the time these teams play the bowl games a few weeks later. Incredible change now with the portal opening and many coaches coming and going. Your head would spin if you tried to keep up with all of it.
Yeah, you know, the portal, the other thing is graduate students can enter the portal anytime they want. They right. don't have to use that window. So if you've graduated from your school, you are in graduate school, you can enter the portal anytime you want because I think the feeling is you have completed your scholarship obligation right. to that institution.
Okay, so now all that said, there have been some conferences that have been impressive, and then there's been, I would say, one major conference that has been just horrible. Yeah. I mean, when you look at one of the big conferences, it kind of sticks out there like a sore thumb. But generally, who's impressed? Who's not impressed in bowl season?
I think for the Big Ten, you know, with Ohio State's win last night to get into the national championship, the Big Ten, including the regular bowl season plus the playoffs, played 15 games and won 10. So they're 10-5. So kudos to them. The conference with the best record is the American Athletic Conference. They went 6-2 in the bowl season. So pretty impressive job. Surprisingly, the MAC went 5-2. You know, usually they get popped, but not this year. They did a really good job. You know, the SEC. As far as their bowl season went, you know, I always like to say the one thing that they do better than win is boast. they, you know, no matter who's playing, I hear SEC. It kind of reminds me when I was a kid and the White Sox people would say, well, we finished second to the Yankees and the American League won the World Series. I would say, yes, you finished second to the Yankees, which means not much, and the Yankees won the World Series, right. not the American League. And the same thing is true. You know, when all these SEC schools are chanting SEC, mm-hmm. I always think they should be chanting Alabama, four syllables. And then, of course, Georgia and LSU have contributed. But it's primarily Alabama. This year in bowl season, they went 8-7. So they, you know, for them, that is a departure from what you typically see. Mm-hmm. And, you know, they played against some really good teams, and so losing some games like that's understandable. The reason I don't give them much space is because of how they boast.
Right.
And, you know, and the Big Ten is starting to do that, and they really need to be quiet and know this is 1 year. Let's see what happens over the next 3 or 4.
How much concern should the ACC have with its poor performance?
Yeah, well, 2-11 is shocking. Yeah. That they're now two of their better. They got two teams in. You know, the Big 12 only got one team into the tournament. They got two. Clemson got beat by a pretty good Texas team, and then Southern Methodist got beat by Penn State. So two of those losses were understandable. And what people need to be mindful of is when that happens, Chad, and you and I have talked about this over the years, everybody else gets bumped up.
Mm-hmm.
So your bowl tie, suddenly a team that would have been in the third bowl right. is now in the first bowl.
Mm-hmm.
And it can have an effect coming down. And, you know, the ACC, quite frankly, is not highly regarded as a football conference.
Right. All right, so that's a look at the bowl games. We'll turn our attention to the college football playoffs coming up next as we continue here on Sully's College Football Page on 98.9 WXCO.
For over 30 years, Webco has worked with corporations, schools, organizations on their apparel and promotional needs. Webco can handle small quantities to orders in the thousands with a fast turnaround. Webco of Wausau, 1405 West Thomas Street.
The Intermission Bar, located in the heart of downtown Wausau, is a warm, friendly, comfortable spot to enjoy time with old friends and meet new ones as well. Free live music 3 nights a week featuring some of the Midwest's finest talent. The Intermission, a social establishment.
Joe Raider Towing in Wausau offers 24-hour-a-day towing, lockout service, and roadside assistance throughout central Wisconsin. You can count on Joe Raider's experienced team to get to you fast. Family-owned and operated. When you need a tow, call Joe at 715-212-4762.
Thinking about changing to organic or natural foods? Then you need to stop at Red Clover Market at the Total Rental location in Weston. Family-owned Red Clover Market, your healthy natural food store. Open Monday through Saturday.
Chief, we've got a situation.
What is it?
Trouble at the naval base, sir. I'll put it on the screen.
Jiminy Christmas, what happened to all our boat covers?
That's not the worst of it, sir.
No!
Afraid so, sir.
Not the boat upholstery, too. All those holes? It looks like Swiss cheese.
It's funny you mention that, sir. We found the culprit.
All right, Mouse. Who are you working for? The Russians? Take him to the brig and get Agent Dwayne from CIA on the horn now.
Dwayne's covered off. Dwayne speaking.
Agent Dwayne, your country needs you. A terrorist Mouse has chewed up every single boat cover and piece of upholstery in the Navy.
I'll patch up what I can and replace what I can't.
Agent Dwayne, you're a great American.
Just doing my job.
Boat covers, seat upholstery, camper, deck, or patio awnings. When you need something covered or upholstered, call the CIA. Dwayne's cover it all. Commercial accounts are welcome. Call or email Dwayne. Visit Dwayne'sCoverItAll.com.
Krasowski Dental offers the most effective cosmetic and neuromuscular dentistry procedures and treatments. When you walk through the doors, you'll experience an incredibly comfortable and pleasant atmosphere where you'll be treated like family. Krasowski Dental offers 24-hour emergency service and care so you don't have to wait, and offers many of the newest dental technologies and perks to make your dental experience comfortable and less stressful. Schedule your appointment now with Krasowski Dental, North 17th Avenue, Wausau.
For more than 60 years, Sun Printing has been Central Wisconsin's commercial printer of choice due to their commitment to quality, creative solutions, and dedicated service. Sun Printing's team offers you a wide spectrum of services. Whether you need offset, digital, large format, graphic design, or mailing, they print everything under the sun. No project is too big or too small. So give Sun Printing a call at 845-4911 or visit them online at sunprinting.com.
Who is that, Saul? The quiz right now.
Yeah. Give me a minute. Oh, that's Bama.
Ian, is that right?
Yes, it is Alabama.
And we should always say thank you to Ian Welsh for pushing the buttons over in the producer's room. As we continue here on Sully's College Football page on 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.FM, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO. It's going to say, how soon you forget Alabama. Nick Saban's gone for a year. In fact, yesterday, I think, was the anniversary of him announcing that he was retiring.
Yeah, you know, I always have to be careful because a few years back I said that Texas's fight song, I said Texas when it was actually Oklahoma. So that's an absolute sacrilege. So I always want to take a minute to make sure I get those things right.
Rip your college football badge right off with that.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
College football playoffs. We started with 12. We are down to 2. And as you take a look at all the – we'll kind of break down the games itself in the second hour. But sort of an overview here of the college football playoff the first year with the 12-team tournament. We've seen some blowouts, but we've seen some very close games as well. What's the overview?
Well, you know, you look at it right now. So if you're looking at seeding, you know, and you're not being negatively critical. You're just looking for ways that you may want to reconsider how you would, at the very least, seat the teams. You know, if you're going to give byes to conference champs, okay, but then we probably should reseed it. Because right now, Chad, if you think who is playing for the national championship, it's the 7th-seeded team, Notre Dame, playing the 8th-seeded team, Ohio State. And I don't think anybody who follows college football with a mockery of interest would think that those two teams are 7th and 8th in terms of best teams. You know, so when you look at that, in the first round, there was a lot of complaining about blowouts. Well, so I looked into it, and the winning teams, those 4 teams that won, outscored their opponents by 77 points. So the winners total scored 77 more, which meant the average winning margin was 19.25. You know, in the first round in the NFL, it was 17. Mm. So, you know, and there's clearly a lot more balance in the NFL than there potentially is at college football. Even in this tournament, you know, clearly it's a huge gap when you look at all 134 teams. But even here, there's discrepancy.
And then, of course, in the second round, we saw the instance where all the teams that had played and won in the first round won in the second round over a team that had a bye. I, for one, and I saw a lot of talk. You'd walk in, see on the TV, everyone talking about, you know, whether or not having the bye, you know, helped or hurt or what it may be. But one thing they seemed to forget was that in the end, those 4 teams are all the favorites. I mean, it shows number one, that when you have the seedings, the gaps between the Power 4 conference teams that were either, you know, got the first round bye and who had to play through the first round was not great. I mean, you look at Oregon and Ohio State and Penn State and the Big Ten, there's not a great deal of difference. Right. It happened to be true. Oregon able to win by 1 point over Ohio State in the regular season. So the idea that I think that it was the bye or anything like that, that was the problem, I don't think so. And then, of course, I think the one thing that you could maybe tweak a little bit is the 3 and 4 seeds, where, you know, teams that perhaps, you know, not to take anything away from what they accomplished, and I do think there's obviously a spot for them in this playoff from those conferences, the idea of them getting automatically a top 4 berth probably needs to be altered a little bit as well.
Yeah, you know, and if you look at it like this, 5 teams, and the reason they chose 5 conference champions was they wanted to make sure that there was an opportunity for a group of 5 teams to get in.
Right.
you know, with there being four power four conferences. So when you look at the five conference champs that were brought in automatically, they went 0-5.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't win a game. And then, of course, within that, four of those teams, the four highest ranked, were given the bye. So you had the automatic berth, 0-5, and then the bye, 0-4. The one conference champ that lost, that played in the first round, didn't get the bye, was Clemson, and they got beat by Texas. So, and what you said, I hadn't really considered that, but none of those teams were favored. You know, the favorite won, and it was not the conference champ. So,
or the higher seed.
Yeah, yes.
Which was crazy in a sense, you know?
Yes, and you know, you look at, from a standpoint, if you and I are coaching Oregon, all right, we're going to say, wait a minute, we go undefeated.
I know.
We win the Big Ten championship game. We beat an outstanding Penn State team. Mm-hmm. And our reward is we get to play Ohio State, which may be the only team in the tournament that's better than us.
More talented.
Yeah, they definitely yep. are that. So, you know, I think when you step back, there has to be some changes. And a simple fix, in my opinion, Chad, would be continue with the conference champs. You want to reward them, fine, let's reward them. Regular season matters. You can get automatic berth, mm-hmm. all good. But then we need to reseed it.
Yeah.
You know, then we need to go back to the college football ranking system. So the four teams that are getting byes would have been perhaps Oregon, Georgia, you know, I'm thinking Texas and Penn State maybe, you know. So because Ohio State was ranked lower with right. the losses, you know, and then give them a bye. And then they're playing a lower-ranked team. In other words, Oregon is not going to have to play Ohio State, right. which I thought was kind of a travesty and extremely challenging and bordering on unfair right. for them.
You much rather have been a 3 or 4 seed based on the bracket.
Yes.
I mean, that's the way, and sometimes that just happens. But at the same time, there are tweaks. And again, I think in any new system, you have to try and figure that out. So again, in the end, I think this tournament has brought a lot of attention.
Oh,
I do think it's probably done what they wanted it to do in college football. Coming up, we're going to have the second hour of the program. We're going to talk about some news and notes around college football, and then we're going to break down these games. They had a game on Thursday night.
We had
a game on Friday night. And
then we'll take a look at the national championship.
And despite Greg Sankey, the SEC's concerns, Notre Dame didn't need that extra day. So we'll
you know, and that could be the SEC trying to get a leg up on the Big Ten. There wasn't
it was so concerning of Greg Sankey, I tell you. But we're going to take a timeout, come back, have our number two of the show coming up next. Sully's College Football Page, 98.9 WXCO.
As a proud member of the Wausau Marathon, Edgar, and Athens communities, Peterson Kramer Funeral Home has built a reputation for having a deep commitment to personal service. When you need compassionate concern and expert guidance day or night, Peterson Kramer Funeral Home is the one to call. You can trust them to take care of every detail at a time it matters most. Located in Wausau, Marathon, Edgar, and Athens, Peterson Kramer Funeral Home, friends you've trusted and depended on since 1914.
I only travel once or twice a year, but when I do, I go big. Exotic places, incredible hotels, new experiences. It has to be memorable. That's why I call Travel Leaders of Wausau. They get me, and they take care of all the details, so I don't have to worry about a thing.
Travel Leaders gets you, and we get you there. Travel better. Call Travel Leaders of Wausau at 715-355-4437.
And sand. Oh, can't forget the sandals. And the right sunglasses.
Since 1981, Lotno's has been Wausau's favorite sports bar. Grab a bit of Wausau's past while you're watching your favorite sports teams at their historic turn-of-the-century establishment. Lotno's is the perfect place to catch all the sports action on their 15 enormous flat-screen TVs, enjoy a night on the town with friends, or have a celebration in their private party room, a great place for birthdays, anniversaries, clubs, or meetings. Lotno's, Wausau's oldest and finest sports bar, 3rd Street, Wausau.
Where did the good old days go? From going to the old A&W drive-in to cruising the strip in town, all things change, some things stay consistent. For almost 75 years, Redant Insurance in Rib Mountain has been providing quality service to its customers. One of the oldest agencies in the area. Your family and neighbors come here, now it's your turn. Call 715-845-9204. Click RedantInsurance.com or stop by 227501 Rib Mountain Drive. Redant Insurance Agency, our family helping yours.
You're listening to Bull Falls Radio, WXCO 1230 AM, W255DN Wausau, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
The Dirks Group started in 1999 as an alternative to traditional IT service providers. From the start, they focused on customized solutions for the needs of each client. Today, they serve over 400 customers from locations in Wausau and Eau Claire. Go to dirksgroup.com for more information.
Trap River Golf Course in Wausau is a unique 18-hole public course. The relaxed atmosphere and breathtaking Northwood scenery is sure to make your golfing day a satisfying experience. For membership information and tee times, call Trap River Golf Course at 715-675-3044.
The Central Wisconsin School of Ballet is celebrating over 52 years of dance instruction. They offer classes in ballet, jazz, contemporary, modern, tap, and musical theater for ages 2 to 99. And did you know that ballet is used by college football teams as a conditioning and cross-training program? Stop in for a trial class, call for a brochure, or email your questions to the studio.
At People's State Bank, we think checking accounts are like SUVs. That's why we offer more features.